Four things that are repeated. You guys are good. Wow. Overall beauty. Her overall beauty, her hair, her teeth, her temple. Not only are these things repeated, by the way, these four, they're not only repeated, but in almost exactly the same words. You know, the hair, like goats coming down the mountains of Gilead, teeth, not one of them is missing, like the washing and so on, temples like pomegranates. It's almost word for word as if she's saying, wait a second, I've heard this before. It seems like we're replaying some old tapes here. Boy, that sounds familiar. What I think he's trying to say here with the same body parts phrased in exactly, almost exactly the same way is, hey, we've had this stretch of silence and distance. We've had a hard stretch here, but you're still the girl that I married. You're still the girl that I married, and a divorce is not an option here. I'm not going to search for a more compliant model or someone who will meet my needs when they need to be met. You're still the girl that I married, and he repeats honeymoon language as if, you know, the honeymoon can be recycled again and again. And the interesting thing is that when we get to 7:10, the dance that begins 7, by the way, we may or may not get there, it's up to you. The dance that begins is, in the 10th century, a very common wedding dance. And they dance well into the marriage. But it's a wedding dance used in surrounding cultures, with all she's wearing is a veil and some sandals. Very common, but it's as if it's like a brand new start, a fresh start. So you're still the girl that I married. We're going to work this out within the safety and protection of marriage. This is not a ticket on the way out or conditional. We'll forgive you this time, but hey, if this happens again, no, there's no cross fingers or conditions put on this. I'm glad that we can make a new start. That's what he communicates. So it's like this, and not like this. What is omitted in 7 or 6? What's omitted? Mm-hmm. I heard lips. You guys are good. You guys are good. The eyes are there, but altogether different. No, do not look at me. Do not look at me. Don't. When I see the eyes, and especially I read them as bedroom eyes, and all the memories are awakened, the desires are aroused once again. I don't want to be waylaid and to be interrupted with what I'm after here, and that is a life partnership, not a sex partnership. I've been lonely without you in bed. But I want a life partnership, something that goes much beyond sex. Because if paralysis comes, and if old age or menopause or whatever, the commitment is still intact. So turn your eyes away from me. Well, what's the word they use? They something me.
Overwhelm me.
There you go. They overwhelm me. They do the wrong thing. So turn your eyes away, and the lips, the neck. Even in church, once in a while, I'll put my arm around Kathy, and just give her a very, very gentle sort of massage on her neck. She doesn't remember the sermon, but she remembers this. and obviously the breasts. So what he omits is all the sexual stuff. He omits all the sexual stuff, as I said, peacemaking, then lovemaking, and life partner, then sex partner. And sorry, guys. My apologies, and yet they're not terribly sincere apologies. They're not. But the male myth that you fix stuff in bed is exactly that. It's a myth. You don't fix stuff in bed. Once again, you've got your closeness, intimacy, your release, and the next morning over the cornflakes, the problem is still there. Who is surprised? The problem is still there. I had the words in back of this. I can't find them now. They're in a complete manual in the back. The words are all there by Terry Clark. Her song was number one of the country western hit parade. I confess, I love country. It's not a weakness. I love country and western music. Terry Clark was on top of the charts with I Just Want to Be Mad for a While. And after seven years in America, had a major dust up, and she talks about her husband, I'll make you some coffee if you don't expect a goodbye kiss. Son, I'm off to work. I'm really upset with you. I just want to be mad for a while. And there's a great line in the second stanza. We even got it on the computer, don't we? We can play this. But a great little line, she says in the second stanza, no, I don't want to go back upstairs. No, I don't want to go back upstairs. She's saying as a very wise woman, my friend, we're not going to fix this in bed. Now, that comes after we fix it in the kitchen, and then we talk about it in the bedroom. Now, let's get the order of the rooms right. So, in Rhodesia, when we're still Rhodesia, very close friends, Geraldine and Ned McCullough, he said, when he was out on a stick, that's what Rhodesians call 8 to 12, you know that the word? Mm-hmm. 8 to 12 guys would be out in territory, terrorists, what they call them, freedom fighters if you're on the other side, okay? But they're in the often territory. He'd be off for a week or 10 days or 6 weeks, and then he'd call, honey, I'm home. And he said, instead of the reunion and catching up on things and talking again, and having coffee and apple strudel, whatever they had, what if a reunion? He said, major dust-ups, fights. And I said, well, why? He said, well, all the while after the phone call, I had one room in mind, and she had one room in mind. It was not the same room. She said, coffee, kitchen, we can talk again. And he got bedroom, bedroom, bedroom. He's male. He's a certified male. No. So they had two separate rooms in mind, and they couldn't get on the same page. So, see, quickly, we're going to end with this, then we're going to have tea. Here's where the song is so wonderful. I love this stuff. There's an ebb and a tide. Imagine an ocean. The St. Lawrence won't do until you get much further east. But an ocean, there's the ebb and the tide in the first section. See, this is how the song works. There's no sex in courtship so you can enjoy it in marriage. There's no sex in conflict so you can enjoy it. When your hearts are together, then your bodies can get together in a much different way, and it'll feed and strengthen the marriage. So the song moves from no sex to sex and no sex to sex. There is no sex in 1, 2, and 3, and 4 is pretty good. And there's no sex in 5 and 6, and it's even better in 7 and 8. Your choice. Let's have tea.